Hey everybody, this episode of Talking Games is brought to you by Emporium Arcade Bar. Emporium hosts awesome game, beer, food, and live music events daily in Wicker Park and Logan Square. Visit EmporiumChicago.com for more info. Again, thank you to Emporium Arcade Bar. Folks, this episode of Talking Games, it was at 5 or 6 in the morning during our Extra Life fundraiser, and we are punchy and tired. I don't know if you can tell, I'm still tired in my voice. But we had a great time. Thank you to everyone that supported us, came out, was a guest, ordered pizza for us. It was a lot of fun. Boy, until about 5 or 6 in the morning. we got really addicted to Hatoful Boyfriend, a game where you date pigeons. We'll talk more about that. But another person that I want to thank is, entity, the Chicago Podcast Co-op. They make our sponsorships possible, and they host great podcasts. And one of those that I want to talk about is Friendshipping. With Jen and Trin, we had Jen and Trin on our fundraiser, and they just love Mass Effect 2 and each other. And they like us, but compared to those other two things, no way. They were great guests, and we were happy to have them. So check out their podcast, Friendshipping. Also, if you've never done so, if you've listened to the show for a while, but haven't done this, leave us a review on iTunes. We had a contest going for a while. If you, not really a contest, it's not much of a prize. Point being, if you leave a review, please leave it as a review of an episode of the TV show Wings. We've always wanted that. Never had that happen, but we will gladly read your review aloud if you review our show, The Nerdlogs Presents Talking Games, as if it was an episode of Wings. Okay, I need to go get just a lot of sleep. Thanks for listening. Here's the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to what I think is probably the most special edition of Talking Games. We are here in the Cards Against Humanity studio, and it's 5:27 in the a.m. I know my voice sounds like there's been an attack on American soil, but yeah, there hasn't been. I'm just very tired, but I'm here with my friends.
There's been an attack on Talking Games soil by DGirl196, because she has shattered our dreams and opened our hearts.
Opened our hearts.
And we'll never forget.
And that is our fan that we made during our live stream. Guys, we've been up for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're at the tail end of our Extra Life fundraiser, and we thought, let's get a podcast out of the way now so we can just relax all of Monday.
Oh, man. I love it. I'm so glad we're doing this.
So
our initial idea was, let's record throughout the 24 hours so you can see our brains devolve.
Yeah, and that didn't work because we didn't really have a plug-in, but we got to about an hour ago and we were like, we need to get a podcast done.
Yeah. Feeling pretty great. How about you guys?
Awful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim feels awful. That's weird.
You're engaging in sarcasm, and I don't do that right now.
Tim, you're getting kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
Clayton has a reserve that he was not telling us about.
Yeah.
Just tapped into it. Guys, it's, you know, when the mic comes on, so do I.
So
I come on.
Let's start out the same way we always do. Hey, guys, what have you been playing
You know.
Well, we don't actually do this very often, because the last time we did a podcast and we played a game, it was a total fucking failure.
Yeah.
That'd be the Terra Takeover of Minecraft. But we are currently playing
Hatoful Boyfriend.
Hatoful Boyfriend. This is our fourth playthrough. We've unlocked four of the endings.
And just give them a little background. What is this game
like? Okay, guys, this is a gem.
Maybe a perfect game.
This is a perfect game. This is a 10 out of 10. Metacritic, IGN. Imagine you are
Maxim.
Oh yeah. This is game of the year in Maxim right here.
Spike Lee.
Yeah. This is if Jennifer Lawrence, Cindy Crawford, and Sigourney Weaver had a baby.
Uh huh.
and that baby happened to be born in Japan.
Nothing more.
What are you guys talking about right now?
Okay.
Wait, hold on, Tim.
Here we go, Tim. You are a young woman.
Yes.
Who may or may not live in some sort of dystopian Planet of the Apes future.
Yeah, that's correct.
Where major cities have fallen apart, which we see images of, but it is never referenced.
No, not even a little bit.
You live in a cave and are constantly talking about survival techniques.
Yeah, being a hunter-gatherer.
Hunter-gatherer. But you go to school at one of the most prestigious grammar schools.
You're right.
For all pigeondom.
Uh-huh.
Because guess what? Everyone who goes to school with you is a pigeon.
Yes. Yes.
Not a big pigeon.
Or some type. There's a parakeet.
There's
too,
a parakeet.
Right?
There's also a dove.
Well, I think
there's
the parakeet technically works in town.
He does.
Okay. That's the weird thing. It's like, who?
Do you think there's like a class system starting?
Maybe.
Well, there's birds. There's birds that would. And some of the teachers, like the weird teacher, who talks like this?
Yes.
He is a quail.
Okay.
We don't know. All the other students are doves.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Folks at home, I know what you're saying. All right, well, how do you kill these doves? What do you do this? Record scratch. You're not killing them. You're falling in love.
So this game, this Japanese dating simulator, parody, we think, or satirical.
Or it might straight up just be a regular Japanese dating.
We don't really know, but it's fascinating. It's truly fascinating. We've been playing that a lot. The first time... We got pretty emotional during the live stream.
Very, very emotional.
Angry. We Angry wanted to hook weird. Up. We wanted to hook up in high school with another bird. Yeah. Or a bird. We're a human.
Yeah.
Strange. It didn't work out. We got friend-zoned. The second time, the console turned off.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
The third time, it turned out the guy we'd been romancing was a ghost.
Yeah, he had killed himself in the library.
Killed himself in the library. Real dark.
Because he was being bullied.
Yeah.
Real dark.
Pretty fucked up.
And now you just meant a punk rock pigeon.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. That was really fun.
Yeah.
This is an insane game.
And here's a little backstory about this game in relation to us. Clayton and I have actually been trying to get Tim to play this game for a while.
So you guys had both played this?
No.
No, but
I... But we really thought you should
why
play
me?
It.
No, answer me. Why me?
Tim,
I don't understand.
You know, we just want you to be happy.
You know how your body is your instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know your instrument, don't you?
Yeah.
No.
Know it.
What do you, well, we do, and it'd be fucking
why isn't this a perfect game for you?
No.
Because I'm sort of mischievous. I'm like a fun-loving party guy.
The perfect game for you would be like those ones in Japan where you are grabbing girls' underwear.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone knows I'm a big horn dog pervert. And for Callan, it would be like, you know, like a challenging chess game.
There you go.
But it's like 3D chess. And exactly. It's like,
I feel like these are unfair comparisons.
These are one-to-one direct parallels.
Yeah. And for you, it'd be like, you know, pigeon fucking.
Exactly. Like chaos,
pigeon fucking?
Chaos,
pigeon fucking.
Intellect,
I don't have sex
heart.
With birds.
Yeah.
I don't have sex
heart.
With birds.
Heart.
Your heart.
You're the
your
Indian
heart.
Kid.
I don't have sex with birds. I want to make that clear.
Of course you don't. We're saying this is
that,
a way
by
you
birds,
can explore
you mean women?
That.
Oh, hold on. So that was homophobic.
Yeah,
this entire
thing was the whole thing was very homophobic.
Okay.
No, why would it be homophobic?
It feels
Tim?
Like it.
Because it's birds.
They're
birds
male
are,
birds
I mean,
and play a female, so it's not that. I
yeah,
mean,
it's not really homophobia.
Do you have sex with women? Because we have no proof.
Me?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me that
he's
question?
He's not on trial right now.
But
folks,
yeah, I'm a prankster.
This is a reason why we wanted to record this, because we are...
At each other's throats. No.
We're at the end. We've had people in the studio with us the whole time, and it's just the three of us.
Yeah.
And though we can record podcasts every single week with the three of us, at the end of 24-hour stream, you know, our minds have become one.
Yeah.
Our hearts and our bodies are going to eventually become one, I imagine. And that's why we're playing this game about falling
in love. The moment this podcast is done, we're going to all...
Yeah.
Wait, are we still doing what we're playing right now?
I think we are.
I'm also playing, not here. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, we're not going to talk about anything.
But
here,
I've been playing a game called Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, second chapter. And it is still a lot of fun. And by the time you guys listen to this, I'll probably be playing a lot of Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that'll be out by then.
Yeah.
So why? No, I'm not done with this. Why is this the perfect game for me?
Well,
I feel like you're just getting my goat.
No.
Yeah, that was the idea.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Why else would we?
But there was obviously a reason that both Clayton and I, without
thought it would
with
be
each
really
other,
funny,
thought this game would be good for you.
Now, is that a joke?
It's because you would hate it so much.
Yes.
Is the idea. That's.
But there would also be a part of
it. It's kind of a comedic situation when you think about it.
I don't like
God.
This, but you're also such a nice and forgiving person. And, you'd be like, well, they
and you got, and you would
game.
Get really into it.
You would.
Like,
and,
you did.
And guess what, folks? Tim did an amazing job the first time we
very
played
good.
Him.
It was very fun to act
he
right
did
out.
Amazing role-playing. Sammy Tamimi, friend of the show, said that Tim was obviously working out some issues while portraying these characters.
That's right.
It's not just us, Tim. It's everybody.
Yeah.
They want to see.
They
want to
see. They want to see the master.
What does that mean?
Craft. Want to
see me happy?
This is a
this,
good.
This
game
is a great reason why. Because this is funny. What you're doing right now, you're getting annoyed by the fact that we made you play this
Here's
game.
The thing.
That's part of the fun.
I don't think if you really knew someone that had these issues that you would have them play this game.
Oh, like a game where you fuck birds?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, okay. Great.
No,
I feel okay now.
It wasn't because we were like, you know what, Tim would probably get off on... No,
great.
That's
okay.
Not
I feel good now.
If
I'm
that was
so
the case,
tired.
We would
so
have
tired.
A lot... We'd have a lot more issues we'd
Yeah,
we'd
you probably would
do
a podcast
with
me.
But you liked feelings.
I do like feelings.
You're willing to explore your feelings in a game. Like
and
this.
I think dating
That's
Sims in general
saying,
are
you
kind
know?
Of a funny idea.
You know?
Okay.
You're looking for love in all the right places.
I love you, Lisa.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Lisa's a bird, if that wasn't clear.
Oh,
I'll be back. I'm going to use the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
So we're exhausted.
We're absolutely exhausted.
This is really
Beyond this, I'm playing Metal Gear Solid 5. I played the first 2 hours. And guys, I know you're over that game, but I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in now. I like it.
I
want to know who that Burning Man is. I want to know what the fuck was going on in that weird place.
You don't get a lot of answers.
I'm happy with that. Then
you get so few answers.
I'm going to love that.
Okay. I would say this. There's a twist at the end that's really kind of brilliant.
Great. I can't wait.
But the rest of the game's pretty dumb.
I'm glad. Here's the other thing that I like.
Okay.
I'm glad that I've heard enough about this game
where
my expectation is set. I'm ready for this game to be a 6.5 or a 7.
Okay.
As opposed to going with 10 and a 10.
Gotcha.
You know? I know the gameplay's great. I know the story's probably really weird.
Sure.
I know it's going to get really fucking weird at the end.
Uh-huh.
So I think I can enjoy it.
Okay.
If I was going in blind, no. I don't think I would.
Beyond that, we've been playing a lot of Samurai Gun today.
Oh, God.
And that is just a blast. It's so much fun. It's so, we were talking about how beautifully, like, simple that game is. There's just jump, attack with your sword, and shoot your gun.
Samurai Gun!
Samurai Gun.
I'm back. Yeah.
If you have Steam, get that. And, like, you can play it online, right? Mm-hmm. Can't you? Or is it just
local? I mean,
it's local, right? I think it's just...
I have no idea.
Oh, maybe not.
I hope you can play it online.
I would hope so.
Nidhogg.
Yeah, Nidhogg is great.
Nidhogg is incredible.
Undertale?
Undertale is bizarre. You guys didn't tell me what happened.
We're not going to.
Really?
You have to experience it. No, I'm not.
It's really
it's
fucked up.
What about this? Could I leave the room and you guys talk about it?
Oh, yeah. I think we could do that.
Yeah, we could probably do that. Let's do it.
Okay. You're not going to talk about that, though.
We're probably going to talk about you and these birds.
Yeah,
just kidding.
We're going to have to figure out another way to try it. Figure out it's like he's not.
Like,
he's
why
not
is he
getting
so
it? It's not a.
Do you think he really wants to fuck the birds? Is he like I really? No.
Whoa!
All right, real
why
quick.
Why did you come
folks?
Talk to me, Mon Ami? Were you drawn to my sexual aura? That's the game.
I think. All right. I think you. Yeah.
We can't just read dialogue.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
Podcast.
You're right.
That's
you're right.
Not gonna work.
It's not cleared by legal. Let's let's think about it this way. All
okay.
right. Samurai Gun. Great.
Okay.
I think that was the most fun. But I think Rocket League, like, really was exciting. Like, I really was enjoying myself in Rocket League in a weird way where I was like, man, I am, like, so invested in this.
But I think it was with
the
people
games
who
are
so playing.
Awesome. That's also part of it.
Yeah, I think if we were playing Rocket League with Rob Grabowski, I don't know if it would have been as fun, because I think he would have been really frustrated. Yeah, it's like, well, you know, we were trying to play those other games, and he was getting frustrated. It's like, well, we don't want to have fun at his expense.
Rob did not like Stanley Parable
either. Well, I also think Stanley Parable is a game about games, and someone who doesn't like playing games.
But Rob likes stories.
He does, but it was also 2 o'clock in the morning.
True.
Yeah.
Because he followed it directly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, you know,
yeah,
it's an experience with that game.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun to watch.
But when he finally veered off the path, it was like, what the fuck?
Rob didn't care for Samurai Gun that much either.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Neither did Daniel Strauss. Didn't like that
game.
Yeah, you're right.
Didn't like it very much.
No.
Eventually he started winning, like, did a little bit more.
A little more. But eventually it was like, no.
It's a really fun game.
It's a very, very fun game. Extremely, extremely playable. I would love to play it on the arcade console here.
Oh, that's cool.
That would be so fucking fun. All right.
Yeah, we're having a gay old time. I mean that in, like, a fun way.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of fun. But, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, local co-op games.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you just don't see them that often anymore, like, from AAA developers.
No, and they are a gay old time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are so fun.
Yeah.
And I really like how...
Kind of like the Flintstones, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a yabba-dabba-doo time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
A dabba-doo time. We'll have a...
Gay old time. Yeah.
Do a lot of jail time. Oh, man. Buy an amulet. Oh, sorry. We're reading.
Stop reading dialogue.
Fucking, this game is so compelling. It's so weird. But no, local co-op games. Not something you see from AAA developers. See all the time from indie developers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Discuss.
This whole night also has kind of felt like old school sleepovers
with
friends.
Absolutely.
And that's where we would play local multiplayer.
Yeah.
I remember hanging out with my friend John Charles, who had a Super Nintendo. We'd play Star Fox.
Okay.
Until all hours of the night.
Sure.
Man. It was so fucking fun.
We played with Alex Honnett, Shadowrun Hong Kong.
Fun game. Hard game to play with multiple people.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a terrible game.
A lot of reading.
I think we may have also started Alex on a thing he's going to be addicted to.
Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You?
Oh, no, he's already addicted to Hearthstone. Yeah. Hong Kong.
Can we talk about him and Brulin talking about that game? And
that was pretty incredible.
How quickly they understood the sort of meta that was going on.
They were able to diagnose, like, oh, I know his moves.
Yeah.
I know what this guy's going to do. Like, he might be doing this, but I think he's just doing this.
Like a master strategist at work. We jumped back into Mass Effect 2 with Trent and Jen.
That was so fun.
That game is still good.
Yeah. And it was even better playing on N7 Day.
Yeah.
Because you got on social media, you see people talking about Mass Effect, and then Jen and Trent are huge Mass Effect fans.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great way for us to kind of get excited and play it again. So.
Yeah.
Same thing with Arkham City. I hadn't thought about
that was really fun.
And I was like, boy, I want to go back and play Arkham City.
And it's funny, you don't even think of these as old games or last generation games, but they are. I mean, they're already showing a little age.
Yeah.
Especially like parts of Mass Effect when you were putting like the face together. It's like, wow, this is so silly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like even the options seem like a little bit like limited or in weird ways, where it's like preset chins and stuff. You're like, what the fuck? And it's like, oh yeah, they couldn't quite do facial stuff, so they would just kind of like fake it a little bit back then. So interesting. Okay, we're trying to see if the bird school eats birds, if they kill them in the infirmary,
and then
serve them up. Right, third term of this game, everybody.
Cool, we gotta stop talking about this game.
But this game is so great. It's legumen time.
What did we learn about streaming? This is our first time.
It's
fun. It's
fun. Yeah.
Don't touch the computer.
Don't touch the computer.
Well, that's specific to this one computer.
Yeah.
The people who do it by themselves, who can be working with chat, who could be playing a game,
yeah,
who could be engaging in both the game and the community that they're playing with.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a skill that...
That's incredible.
And that's, there are Twitch streamers who are out there who are performing to 6,000, 10,000, 12,000 people, and the fact that they're able to do all that together is... It's fucking...
I mean, Bananasaurus Rex does it on, like, his Eggplant solo run.
Yeah.
He's able to, like, talk to the chat. How does he do that?
I still don't watch Twitch, though.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't really watch it, but I know what it is.
I gotta pause real quick.
Okay.
I need you to look up what being I need to buy.
Okay.
We can do this while we do this.
All right. We're gonna Legumentine.
Okay. So
this
there's a part of this game.
There's a part of this game where you need to buy beans for a bird.
Yes. And it's like Valentine's, yep, but it's Legumentine.
Right.
Wow. This came up very easily.
Really quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people had questions about this.
All right.
But yeah, I mean, the streaming is something I think I would love to try and do. I mean, obviously the space that we're in is really great, and the cards people were gracious enough to let us come inside their wonderful recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to just spend time in here. It has been strange being in this room for 24 hours and not really knowing if the outside world exists or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Dude, I am having trouble finding this, actually. I think I can do it.
Okay.
Let's see here. What else? We started off with Spelunky. Always great.
Oh, that was a blast.
Yeah, we could play that some more.
He
prefers the bitter black beans.
Okay.
For Legumentines. If you're at home listening, you're either dying laughing or the most confused.
Bitter black beans, okay.
Bitter black beans, baby.
We're
trying to get into that other guy earlier. Didn't work out.
We're romancing
the older brother.
Older brother.
Of a very stuck up ringtail pigeon.
Yes.
I don't know what Yuya technically is. Hmm? He answered.
Oh boy.
What is, he's got so many mysteries. What else can we talk about? We wanted to do maybe a board game at some point. But I think now we are all too tired to learn how any of these board games are played.
Yeah. We were trying to switch it up. There was like an hour there where it was dicey.
Yeah.
We really stopped and started a bunch of games.
3 to 4, right?
Yeah, probably 3 to 4.
I don't think it was that bad. We had a lot of fun.
I think
that's
it was
for sure.
Us getting used to realizing there was not going to be any more guests.
Yeah, and that was the thing. The guests, we were
really
lifted.
Helpful. Yeah.
With our guests.
Yes.
And the moment it became three of us, we were like, oh, we gotta carry this through the night now.
And now we get to share these moments with you, the listeners, in this song I wrote. Oh, say can you see by the laptop's last light.
See, right?
What so proudly we streamed.
Mm-hmm.
At the twilight's last streaming. Dude. I mean, I still laugh by saying streaming twice. It was so stupid. we're having a lot of fun. I'm the only one laughing right now. Everyone else is just eyes glued to the screen to see what happens next in Hetofo Boyfriend.
Oh.
We really have become very invested in this because
we're big fans of this game.
It's become a way to, like, carve out a lot of time for us during this stream.
Yeah, and, yeah, we just want to see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Bitter black beans. He loves them. Mmm. I've also tried to stay away from using any guides for this or for Undertale or anything.
Yeah.
We have done a lot of tutorials today for different games.
That has been the interesting thing. We made a list of games. We asked people which games they wanted to play. And then we realized last week that most of these games were not multiplayer games.
And not great for streaming.
Yeah.
Some of them were great for streaming.
Maybe,
yeah.
I think that's fair.
I think Mass Effect 2 still works because people love that series. But, some of them were just a little low energy or whatever. But, you know, people were usually open to switching that up. So, or they always were, what am I saying?
Yeah. No, it was good to have a crowd of people who were like, hey, we're just going to, like, have fun, not get all stressed out or anything like that. It's been just a great, I'd say a really great experience.
Yeah.
Though, if Tim, you asked me, hey, can we do this again next year? The answer is absolutely
no. Yeah, I was so thinking tired. About that. Like, right no now, I don't know if I can really even ask that question.
Yeah. Like, just the idea that it's like, same time next year? All three of us just like, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
I'm just too old.
I think yeah, this is tough. It is really mm-hmm. hard staying up all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to sound like a bunch of complainers.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not the easiest thing in the world.
And yet, if I told you, hey, by the way, I'm going to give you a copy of Fallout 4.
Yeah.
But you have to play it for 24 hours.
Oh, God. I don't
you
know.
Can, I
for
think,
free?
For
yeah,
free.
I would do that.
I'll give you a copy of Fallout 4.
No, I wouldn't. I would pay the money.
Yeah?
I'd be like, just give me the money. I don't care that much about a game.
I think Fallout 4.
I'll give you the
I could be
I
up
care.
For 24 hours.
I think I could, too.
Yeah.
I don't
want to do this again.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, right now we don't want to. But yeah, by like, tomorrow, who knows? Hey, tomorrow's today. Well, we've gone for about 23 minutes, but we've got a lot
we're
more
keep
planned.
Going. We are going to keep going.
All right, we've got special guests, obviously. We got us to do impressions earlier, which was a lot of fun.
That was good. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Never saw a Christopher Walken bird show up, though, did we?
No.
Maybe it's about time he shows up.
Yeah. We had some great guests. I can't really say. Aaron Amendola came by, and mm-hmm. he stuck around for quite a bit.
Yeah.
Which is very nice.
Mm-hmm. It was nice to see a lot of love for the podcast, too.
Yeah.
people excited to help us out.
Yeah. Yeah. Our girlfriends all stopped by.
That was very nice.
Yeah,
that was
very fun.
It was interesting talking with Trin earlier and talking about the variations of our girlfriend's involvement in it.
Yeah.
And seeing Lisa sitting here interested. But not engaging too much. Nicole, absolutely engaging.
Yeah, immediately.
And my girlfriend, love her to death, on her phone, sitting on the couch, not engaged with any of this at all. And just being like,
more than fair.
This is what's happening, yes.
We are planning to do, and no, let's not even talk about
let's
it.
Let's not talk
let's
about
not
it.
Talk about
we'll find out
wait,
about
what?
Sunday.
Something's
going to
happen.
What's going to happen? Something's going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't think I even know about this. Is it in the stream?
Time out. Guys,
yeah.
We have to talk about what is on the
oh
screen
my
right
God,
now.
Yeah.
I will allow you to say this dialogue, or explain it.
Okay, so the guy we're trying to romance, it turns out that the school we are going to is actually a secret experimental institute.
Oh my God.
Created by the Hawks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What does that even mean?
What?
But was it... Wait, so are we like fucking... Like Jason Bourne or some shit, or
oh no,
is that it? Why is he? Why are they experiment? What's the experiment? Oh boy.
Uh oh, the Hawk agent is. It's the Doctor.
This is.
It's got to be the Doctor.
This
right?
is crazy. I guess
correct. Yay, we did it.
What we're trying to say is this Japanese dating simulator just turned into what looks like a Resident Evil type of game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still text-based.
Also, I wouldn't call
taking
it
a
dating
turn.
Simulator.
Weird
I
turn.
Would call it a blue ball simulator because I just want to see...
We have not seen any kissing.
No kissing.
No.
Boy, that's what dating was like for me for a very long time.
No
and
kissing.
And sometimes, still today.
Everything going okay?
Yeah.
Hey, look, let's turn this mic off. Let's turn this mic off.
All right, you promised the mic's
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
All right, and there we go.
Yeah,
all right, cool. I saw you press the button with your hands, so I believe you. Oh, man, let me tell you. Things are going really well.
Oh, that's great, man.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
So nice.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking record that.
I will never tell Nicole that.
Have you guys seen, what's that movie, Honest Liar, about the Amazing Randy? There's a part of it. This is a documentary. There's a part where he's, like, telling the director of the documentary, now you can't use any of this footage for the movie. Like, if I knew you were going to use this for the movie, I never would have agreed to it. And at the end, there's, like, a bumper that's like, hey, he did eventually agree to let us use everything in the documentary.
Wait, who's Amazing Randy?
He's, like, an old magician. Not
oh,
music,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Magician. He's, like, it was, like, an escape artist. And
this
yeah,
sounds
kind of
sad.
90-something years old. No, it's actually great.
Oh, okay.
It's mostly about him doing like the Houdini thing and like
oh, okay.
exposing fraudulent.
Yes.
Sort of, like dudes like Uri Geller if you guys know who that is. Oh. He now sells stuff on, like, QVC and things like that. He was one of these dudes who was like, I'm not a magician. I have telekinesis. Right. And then they had him on the Carson show, and they, like, did all this stuff that Amazing Randy told them to do to, like, expose the fact that this guy was a fraud.
Yeah.
And was just using basic sleight of hand and stuff like that. So he did it, and it worked. And the dude was, like, on air, like, sweating, unable to figure out how to do the tricks. Because
that's great.
He'd been basically, like,
yikes,
outmaneuvered. And I'm like, I love this. And that footage, like, is the most painful and yet funniest thing.
Is that on Netflix or Amazon?
Yeah. I know it's a video game podcast.
Weird choice.
We gotta go with you,
yeah. We gotta go with you, right?
We're deciding who to be with. We're gonna go
Are we gonna go with you, yeah, or stay here? Yeah, we gotta go with you, yeah.
Putting your life at risk.
All right,
we're at 28 minutes.
Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking with us.
Why do we demand that it be a 40-minute podcast?
I know.
Right now, I only demand that we have fun.
Yeah.
Because that's what our fans want to do.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
Honestly.
I don't know if we ever had anything to talk about. But.
We've decided to do this stream.
Yeah.
We did it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
There's 24 episodes.
We've had some fun.
Some fun.
And we thought this would be a nice treat
for
fans of the show to hear us at our loopiest.
Yeah.
And we put a lot of, I hate saying the word content, but content out there this weekend.
Yeah.
So this is a shorter episode because we're losing our minds.
Yeah.
Wait, we're going to make it to 30 minutes. We're just going to sing for the... Wait, what?
Yeah, I have
Wait,
no
did
idea.
We lose?
Yeah, no, I mean, we went off of them, but no kisses, no...
Oh, man. My God.
So
yet another fucking blue balls from Hatoful Boyfriend bullshit. Man, I can't believe you can't fuck a bird in this game. The whole idea was you're going to fuck a bird, right?
So you got two endings in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yet Yuya only lived twice.
That's
pretty
clever. That's all right. That's worth it. That's worth that title card. I'll tell you.
And this was, I guess, slightly better than the time it was fucking the ghost.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you go to embrace him, but he's a ghost. So fuck you.
Okay, folks. This is what happens when you record a podcast.
This is what happens.
6 o'clock in the morning.
This is what happens, Tim.
Yeah, it's complete madness, and you get to be a part of that.
But we should say thank you to all of our donors.
Yes, that's a good point.
And the Cards Against Humanity studio.
As of right now, how much money have we raised?
I believe it's $1,500. Let me double check.
Yes.
Who else do we have to thank?
All of our guests.
Mike Classic,
sure.
Pizza.
Mike Classic says pizza. Tim wasn't supposed to have any, but I forgot to tell him.
Did we already say thank you to Kevin Reeder for...
Kevin Reeder and our tech, Alex.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
For helping us get in here.
We've raised $1,590 for Lurie Children's Hospital.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We decided to try and raise $1,000, and we've raised $1,500.
I would love if we saw some more donations before the night is over, but I think that's great.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with that. Mm-hmm. And thank you, the listeners, and all the people who support the show. We really couldn't do it without you guys.
Yeah.
And so we thought, hey, here's a special thing for you that might be an unlistenable nightmare, but on the off chance that it's not, we hope you enjoyed it. So.
You also have to remember, folks, is we are fighting to not fall asleep right now.
Yeah.
This is the only
way
we can... I'm literally staring at lights to keep my eyes open.
All right.
Okay.
We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna have some fun, okay? You do the same.
Okay.
Folks,
take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Oh boy, it's pizza time!
Bye everybody.
Oh god. This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.